We now move on to item two, financial statements and reports. The second item of business, as it appears in the notice of meeting, is consideration of the annual financial report, director's report and auditor's report for the year ended 30th of June 2006. This item provides shareholders with an opportunity to raise any issues or ask questions generally of the directors concerning the financial statements and business of operations of the company. Shareholders are also entitled to ask any questions of the company's auditor, PricewaterhouseCoopers, which has representatives in attendance at the meeting for the purpose of addressing any shareholder questions directed to them. Questions to the auditors must relate to, one, the conduct of the audit, two, the preparation and content of the auditor's report, three, accounting policies adopted by the company in relation to the preparation of the financial statements, or four, the independence of the auditor in relation to the conduct of the audit. I now invite shareholders to put questions to the directors or the auditors. Again, I remind you that if you wish to ask a question, press the blue button once on your handset. If you want to leave the queue at any time, please press the blue button again. If your name is called, you may ask your question. Your handset includes a microphone. It will tell you when it is ready for you to ask a question. When asking your question, please stand, state your name, state whether you're a shareholder or proxy holder, and speak clearly. Are there any questions? There don't appear to be any questions. I now propose to proceed with the formal business of the meeting. I appoint Daniel Hine of Computershare Investor Services as the returning officer. In line with recent corporate practice, rather than the more usual show of hands, we will be conducting a vote for all resolutions by poll using our instant electronic voting system. The chair is calling a poll for all resolutions. Before we commence the business of the meeting, we want to make sure that everyone is comfortable with the voting process, so we've prepared a test resolution. When registering, each shareholder is given a smart card, handset and instruction sheet. Please ensure you note the following instructions. Make sure the arrows at the bottom of your smart card face you. Insert the smart card up to the red line. A welcome message will appear when the card is inserted correctly. When a poll opens, the handset will display the voting options for, against, or abstain. To cast your vote, press one of the buttons numbered 1, 2, or 3 on your handset to indicate your voting preference. To vote for, press button 1. To vote against, press button 2. And press button 3 to abstain from voting. Your selection and the word received will appear on your handset to indicate your vote has been counted. Should you wish to change your vote, simply enter your new choice by pressing the appropriate button. If your smart card is not inserted correctly during a vote, a prompt will appear. Now, a test resolution. Do you think Computershare's share price will be more than $10 when we meet this time next year? Please vote now. To vote for, press 1. To vote against, press 2. And to abstain, press 3. Has everyone that wishes to vote done so? I now close the poll. A tally of votes appears on the screen. The motion is carried.